Listening practice 1. You are Stephen. You have created a website about Hong Kong's major events and festivals. You are now showing your website to your friend Elaine. Listen to the conversation and complete the website pages below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
So, Elaine, I'm going to show you the first draft design of my new website. It's still a bit rough at the moment, but I hope you get the idea. To start with, on the screen here, you can see the home page of the website, with the Hong Kong SAR logo right in the middle, and the title of the website underneath.
Right.
The title is Hong Kong Festivals.
Hong Kong Festivals, that's right.
On the right is a box labelled Search, you know, for users to search the website using keywords.
OK.
In the next row down, from left to right, we have the tabs for the individual pages of the website. The home page, which is the page we are on now. Then there's a page called Festivals, where people can find general information about the festivals we celebrate in Hong Kong. And then we have the Highlights page. A page about the highlights of each festival in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
And a page called the M Events.
M Events?
It means major sports events in Hong Kong, like the Hong Kong Sevens or the Hong Kong Marathon.
So a page about the highlights of each festival and a page about the M Events, which means major sports events. Good. Oh, there are some photographs on the home page.
Yes. You can see 3 photographs now, but there are actually 10 photographs. They will change every 10 seconds. The captions below will change as well. At the moment, I've got 3 photographs only. I called the first photograph Season's Greetings. This photograph is included to show the readers that people in Hong Kong celebrate Christmas. The one in the middle, I called it CNY Celebrations. CNY stands for Chinese New Year. The Chinese New Year is one of the biggest and most important festivals in Hong Kong.
That's right. And we can watch lion dance performances during Chinese New Year.
And the other one is called Love is in the Air. This photograph is included to tell the readers that people in Hong Kong celebrate Valentine's Day and take it quite seriously.
That's great.
Now, on the left of the homepage, left of the welcome message, you can see 3 separate boxes. The first box includes information about Chinese festivals. Visitors can find more information about all the Chinese festivals we celebrate in Hong Kong through the link in this box. The next one is about Western festivals. Users can click on the link in the box to read about the Western festivals we celebrate in Hong Kong. We celebrate a number of Western festivals here, like Valentine's Day, Easter, Halloween, and Christmas. And the last box is a link to a discussion forum called Have Your Say.
Have Your Say?
Yes, this is where visitors can post their comments and messages on my website.
Good. Have you had time to work on other pages of your website?
Yeah, I have. Just a second. So, here it is. The festival page. There will be all the same things at the top of the page as on the home page, so I haven't included them here. Oh, you can see 3 different photographs here.
Okay.
The difference is in the menu on the left-hand side of the page, where you can see that I have various links to the places on the site that will be of interest to tourists. So we have transport at the top of the list.
Good. Tourists need to know where the festivals or events are held and how to get there.
Yes, transport. And then we have tours. The next one is something quite new. I called it Festival Community. It is essentially a social networking facility that I have included to allow users of my website to exchange information about local festivals. It is still in production, so I can't show it to you yet, but users will be able to access it from here. I've just included a few examples of what you could do with Festival Community. The examples I've included here are share information, meet new friends, and maybe the most important part, share photographs.
Cool. That last one, share photographs, it'll be really good if we can use the website to share the photographs we take at local festivals so that more tourists will know about them.
Yeah. The other major thing I've included on the menu on the festival page is an arts and culture page, a page where tourists can read about the local arts and culture.
So, local arts and culture. Right. Your website provides a lot of useful information.
Thanks, and that's about it so far.
That is the end of listening practice 1. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.